cześć.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here, right now.
You're locked in to the home of spirit-filled content. This is NPC Radio. Catch hashtag save for the best in urban gospel music, rhythm and love for those sweet Jesus melodies that move the soul, the update to keep you informed and inspired, and covenant walk for all things marriage and godly relationships. Don't miss testimony time where real people share what the Lord has done. And that's not all. There's so much more waiting for you at npcproductions.com/shows.
Thank you for listening to NPC Online Church.
Thank you so much for listening to NPC Online Church, NPC Radio. My name is Isaac Katarieva, and you are live tonight. This is Real Talk Tonight, and now tonight's episode is going to be about talking to our teenagers once again, because Real Talk Tonight talks to teenagers. Monday night is for teenagers, okay? Now, before we go any further, I would like us to pray for this wonderful session, and then we'll go right ahead with it. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for everything you've done for us today. Thank you so much for each and everything you've showed us today. Thank you for the gifts you give us. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your mercy. And most of all, Lord, thank you for your grace. Jesus, as we start this session, I pray that it be of use. I pray that it be of help. I pray that it builds souls out there for the people who are going to listen live and those who are going to catch it after it has already played. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your salvation. And thank you for your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you know what it is. Every time you hear that, you know what it is. Once the prayer is done like this, your boy, your man, your main guy, he's here, and you know that it's about to start right away. My name is Isaac Katia once again, and in case you're just tuning in right now, you have come on time, because the things you have landed in are just the best things you'll ever land in. Shout outs to you guys who have just come back from school, the scholars. Shout outs to you guys who are still at school. You're in a cold school, which allows you to listen to some nice radio at this time. Thank you so much for tuning in to NPC on our church, NPC Radio. And then for you out there, dear parents, you've just come back from work right now. Some parents come back late. Some parents come back like as early as 7. Some parents come back like really, really late. Others work even night shift. May the Lord bless you. Thank you so much for looking for bread for the family. And thank you so much for loving your children more than even us at school can love them. We are based at Namugongo. We are at Namugongo Pentecostal Church, and we have 3 schools. We have kindergarten, Samaritan kindergarten, and then we have Samaritan primary school, and we have Namugongo secondary vocational school. Trust me, we are taking care of your children. We are taking care of your children, our dear parents, and you be calm, you be happy wherever you are. You look for school fees. Those who have not formed school fees yet, may the Lord bless you. May he bring the blessing closer. That, you know, school fees is not easy. School fees is not way easy. But now tonight is a nice show where we are going to be talking to our young people out there. We're going to give them a few points to beat this stage they are in, because this stage is big. This stage is big. It lasts for a very long time. It starts, I think, at around 12 years. 12 years, 13. Your teenager is going to start feeling special and different from the rest. You know, when you are the teenager, you'll be thinking, now I'm too cool. But you don't know. You don't even know that there are so many other people who are just like you out there, feeling the same things you're feeling. So I pray that your child is guided. I pray that your dear love, you know, parents love their babies, parents love their children, and in their eyes, by the way, just in case you didn't know, in the eyes of the parents, the children never grow. They never see a big person. Trust me, they will never see a big person. And if it was possible, parents would even carry their children like on their laps when they are like 50 or 40. When the children are like 50, that is, not the parents. But anyways, moving on to today's topic, we are going to be talking about teenagers and teenage pressure. You understand? That teenage pressure that comes in adolescence comes with so many things. So you think, first of all, your friends are going to influence you. That is for sure. Your friends will always influence you. You'll find yourself listening to them, no matter what they are saying. Even if it's not right, you'll find yourself listening to it. If it's good, you'll do it anyways. But most of the times, as teenagers, our friends tell us what to perceive as good and what to think about as good. You understand? I'm talking like this because I've been a teenager before. I'm talking like this because I've been in those shoes before. But now, I'm here to help you understand what you're going through and how you can beat it. Beat it up and it goes away from you. First of all, stay away from peer pressure. When you see your friends pushing you towards one direct goal, like everyone wants to go this side, so they think even you should come with them. Even if it's just one friend that is pulling you towards a direction you don't understand, please, please take care of yourself. Be jealous for yourself, your time. Guard your time jealously and don't allow to waste it in useless things just because someone is telling you to do something and you also just go right for it. Okay? Please, please, please stand your ground. Stand your ground and stay in check. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33 says, bad company corrupts good morals. Okay? Because many of us, when we are teenagers, we think we can handle bad influence. Hey, but slowly, we start acting, talking, and living like those around us. So, please choose your friends carefully. Choose friends who push you closer to God, not those ones who take you farther away from God and everything that He loves, everything that He likes, okay? Please, 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 just do that one thing. And the second thing you have to do for me tonight, as we start, please keep 1 Corinthians 15:33 at heart. Keep it at heart. Never let yourself forget it, because it's going to help you live a very wonderful life. It's going to help you live a very good life. It's going to help you live a life that has no regret, because every time you stay away from bad company, you nurture your good morals. They even become better over time. Bad company, someone can say, what is bad company? What is bad company, really? Bad company, there are these friends of ours who keep pointing us in one specific direction where they think it's fun. They don't think it's good necessarily. Okay, sometimes I will tell you this is good, but they're usually inclined to the side of fun, so they'll find themselves telling you to do things like go and smoke, go and do something, go date girls, go date boys, let's go and pursue those boys. When you're in school and you're supposed to be studying your books, you're supposed to be concentrating, looking for bigger grades. I was I'm not even proud right now, but I was part of that bad company that you're supposed to stay from. When I was in school, I was very, very bad company. First of all, I wasn't assertive. Even if you brought something and I didn't know what it does, but somewhere you suggested that we did it, I would find myself just doing it. That doesn't make me good company. It makes me very, very, very bad company. When I don't question anything, I just do. It makes me very bad company. So stay away from people who are like how I used to be when I was young in school, okay? Yeah, stay right away from those people and you have a good life. And as we begin, I would like to remind you that we have social media out there. Everything is now live. Twitter is now live. Twitter or X is live at Isaac Katariera. Hey, yeah, you can find us there. You can find me. You can talk to me. You can tell me anything you'd like to tell me. And I'll be here. I'll get back to you. Definitely, we'll get back to you. And we shall be sharing this blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ with the world, with everybody out there. Shout outs to you, my friends out there. I have so many friends. I have friends in Grenada. Josh Best is in Grenada, right there, those islands. I love you so much, brother. Thank you so much for listening. I have an Onyi in Nigeria. I have a Favor in Nigeria. I have so many friends. I have friends in India. I have friends in Indonesia. I have friends in the USA. I have friends in Doha. I have friends in Dubai. I have friends everywhere, all around the world. Thank you so much for listening to MPC La Church, MPC Radio. My little brother is at university, and guess where he is? He's in Hungary and he's studying his books. I love you so much, Kaiser Francis. Thank you so much for loving Jesus, and thank you for keeping yourself pure. Okay, it's the most beautiful thing you can ever do with your body. Stay pure, stay real, stay good, stay nice, and stay believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, and all his blessings are going to pour upon you every day of your life, and you will never regret turning to Jesus. Okay, I'm talking about being live. We are live on isaackatarieva.com. We are live on mpcproduction.com/shows/radio. We are live all around the world. All around the world, we're on Facebook at Isaac Katarieva. You can search everywhere. We are there. We are there. Even on Instagram, we are there at Isaac Katarieva. You can just get us, and we talk about this every day, every day, every day. The show is called Real Talk, and I love you guys so much. And I am here to educate my young brothers and sisters out there who are still pushed to the direction of their peers, okay? Yeah, that's what we're talking about tonight. So the very first point was for us to beat peer pressure down, because bad company corrupts good morals. If you notice that these guys are not good for me, these guys are not nice people, I don't need to be around these guys, please don't force it, don't force life. Just because what they do feels good in the moment, it doesn't mean it's good for the long run, okay? Yeah, guard yourself, guard your body, keep yourself right. Because if you get pregnant, God forbid, if you get pregnant as a child in school, first of all, for you, the girl who has gotten pregnant, you will never stay in school. You might go back to school, but after some years, like two, when you're done raising your baby, right? When you're done breastfeeding the baby, when you're done doing these first steps that you do as a mother, that's when you're going to go back to school. Okay? It won't be the same, trust me. You're even likely to refuse to go back to school afterwards. And life will never be the same for you. But anyways, and if you're a guy, you might either get imprisoned for like something like, they call it defilement. Yeah, you might get to prison because of defilement. Or you'll suffer being the provider who has not yet finished school. You'll study while looking for money to take home. Or if your parents have money, they will look at you as a disgrace while they take care of the old girl you made pregnant. You understand? So please, stay away from all that stuff. Stay away from all that stuff. Be a nice kid. Be a nice parent in the future. If you be a nice kid right now, trust me, you are guaranteed 100% you're going to be a very nice parent in the future. Because good parents are made right now. Good parents are made while you are still in school. Good parents, good fathers, good mothers are made right now. When you're still young, when you're still a teenager, that is when you have the opportunity of becoming the very best of yourself in the future. But if you become bad right now, your future is going to be messed up, because nobody is going to want to be around you, and you'll be sad. You'll be very sad for the whole of your life. But anyways, let's move on to the next point. Our next point is for you to be very obedient to your parents. Be very obedient to your parents. And you're going to take this inspiration of today from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Okay? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. And I am going to be reading for you from the New Living Translation. But in the meantime, I'd like to remind you that children who honor their parents receive a promise of long life and blessing. It may feel old-fashioned, but obedience is God's design for protection. When you are obedient, His blood is all around you. His blood is all over you. His blood protects you. His blood lifts you up and it takes you over each and every problem you thought you had in your life. Just be obedient to your parents. Be obedient to your parents. If you're not, trust me, nothing is going to go well for you. Nothing at all is going to go well for you if you are not obedient. So please, stay obedient. And now I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 up to 3. And this is where we are right now. And I'm reading for the New Living Translation, which says, "Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you and you will have a long life on earth." Did you catch that, ladies and gentlemen? Did you catch that? I would like to take this opportunity to read it for you once again, because this is very beautiful. Come on. It's the best advice I can ever give you right now. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Verse 1 says, "Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do." Verse 2 says, "Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise." And verse 3 says, "If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you and you will have a long life on the earth. Except if you don't like good things, who wouldn't want to have a long life on earth?" Huh? The word of God says all you have to do to have a long life on earth is respect your father and mother. Honor them. Honor them. Do not ever at any point belittle your parents. Do not ever disobey your parents. And you see your life grow up. You see yourself grow up to become a very important person for the long term, okay? Because you know there are people who are for the short term, people who really never last long. And then there will be you, the one who chose to respect their parents and obey them fully. Once you do that, trust me, things are going to go well for you. And you're still with me on the best radio station in the world, on the internet, everywhere you go. We are the best, we are the best, we are NPC Radio, we are NPC Online Church, and we are here to give you the very best in Christian entertainment, the very best in Jesus-inspired entertainment. And we are going to the next point. For you, the teenager who's out there, still confused about the world takes you very fast. There is the way the world is going very fast, because you are still digesting something, then the world throws something else at you. You're still thinking about AI, the world is throwing different stuff at you. You're still thinking about social media, then you get more stuff. Oh my God, I mean, to meet you, Kavli Sawa. Things change all the time. So now, ladies and gentlemen, please, without making you wait any further, I would love to go on giving you the tips that can keep you in a healthy life as a teenager right now. If you're a teenager right now and you're listening in, thank you so much for tuning in, first of all. And second of all, this show is for you. This show has come here for you, and this show is built for you in specific. It is specifically for you. You can't miss this. All you have to do is tune in every Monday. Every Monday. Every Monday. Monday night, click the link. Monday night, click the link. And repeat, share the link, share the link, share the link. Give it to everybody else. Give it to your friends. Give it to your family. Tell everyone Real Talk is live. And my name is Isaac Katarieva. And I'm going to be here all the time for you, all the time for you. Remember to stay on the shows, remember to stay on the radio station, because we have so many programs every day, every day, every day, different program, every day, different juice, every day, different flavors. So please, please, please stay around, stay around. Don't go anywhere, don't go anywhere, because we are the best radio station in the world, and you heard it from the horse's mouth.
Radio station in the world.
In the world
is right here, right now.
Thank you for listening to NPC Online Church.
Thank you so much for listening to NPC Online Church. And now we go to the third point. Our third point today is for you to avoid drugs and alcohol, because 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 says. Before we go to 1 Peter. The Bible calls us to be sober-minded, because the enemy seeks to destroy. Substances can cloud judgment and lead to destruction. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 says, in the same way, stay alert. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are. I read all the way to verse 9. I'm glad you got the point so well. It was for you to get the point so clearly, so well. And I'm glad you got it. Myself, I am a victim of drugs. It's not even appropriate to call myself a victim after choosing to go down the drugs road. But in the end, I'm still a victim of drugs. I had used drugs for the past 15 years, like since 2014, and I recently just recovered from them. And I can say proudly that the job here, the job that I came for the moment I got saved and decided to come and minister, it is that job that has saved me from drugs. It has been hard, it has been very difficult to leave marijuana. It has been very, very hard, but finally I left it. And this takes us to One Path Many Problems. There's an initiative I'm doing right now. It's called One Path Many Problems. You can go to isaacatareba.com/onepathmanyproblems. It's about the effects of smoking, specifically smoking, because I know there are so many other drugs. It's alcohol itself. I'm going to get to alcohol in a bit, but smoking is the biggest issue we need to fight right now, because teenagers learn to smoke when they're still very young. Around the same age I learned to smoke is how they are learning right now, and it's not even a very good thing. It's a very, very bad thing. It's a very bad thing. So as I help young people to stay away from drugs, I would like to tell you guys my story. I first tested drugs 2014, and ever since I got hooked to marijuana, I got hooked to tobacco, I got hooked to so many other substances, and my life started spiraling down. But it was a very hard thing to tell. During those first years, the first 2 years, I wasn't a serious one, but it all mounted the moment I left home and started to work by myself, the moment I got these friends that showed me smoking was a thing. That is when everything that I didn't know started coming to the light, and it wasn't good at all. I did drugs in many places, public places. I've hidden in toilets before to do drugs. I've done all sorts of things under the influence of drugs. And while I was working in the nightlife of Kampala, the drugs increased. That's when I was at my worst now. Because at my worst, even casual cigarette sellers on the streets used to call me Kasigara. Which is not something I'm taking pride in, but it's something I'm using to get you out there who's still smoking, to get you out there who wants to learn to smoke, to get you off these drugs. Smoking is not good for your health, smoking is not good for your body. And I am getting the consequences right now. And the things I'm feeling now, they're not the kinds of things I would wish on a friend. They're not the kinds of things I would wish on anyone I didn't even know. Even if I didn't know you, I wouldn't wish this stuff on you. Because it's not easy at all. It's not easy. So be of a sober mind. Be sober. It won't kill you to be sober. Be very sober and you see how much things are going to change in your life. Ever since I started this sober journey, things are just working themselves out somehow. I don't get frustrated. I don't get anxious over stuff. It's like I had the control all along, but I was clouding it with these drugs that I love to take all the time. I used to take drugs each and every time. So young people out there, stay away from shisha, stay away from cigarettes, stay away from marijuana or marijuana. You can call it weed, they call it all sorts of names. Stay away from chibanga, stay away from all kinds of smoke. Guard your lungs, guard your life, guard your body jealously, by the way, not lightly. Don't guard your body lightly. Guard it in a very jealous manner. Make sure nobody gets it in a very unhealthy situation. Okay? Don't destroy your life. Hold it dear. There's only one life you get to have, and it has no spares. It's not like you're going to die and we get another life for you and you come back to this planet. You won't come back. When you die, you've died. So take care of your health. Remember to stay away from cigarettes. Remember to stay away from all kinds of smoke. Vape, shisha. Stay away from all of that stuff. You don't need it. You don't need it. I know deep down in your heart you tell yourself that you need this stuff. Deep down you tell yourself that this stuff is what you need to be happy. No. You have never needed that stuff to be happy. And I'm here to promise you that life is way better. Life is way better without drugs. Life is better without alcohol. Life is better without all of that smoke that you keep pumping into yourself. Life is better than all of those things you think are important. I'm going to do another episode to enlighten my fellow smokers out there about the dangers of smoking, especially marijuana. It's one of the most addictive substances that there is. So I must talk about it. I must educate our people about them. All these substances and the things they do to us, to our bodies. Because if we don't talk about this stuff and we just bury it and we just act like it's not happening, it's going to keep coming back. It's going to keep ruining our neighborhoods. More of our children are going to go down that road when they think it's the way to go. Because so many people lie. People lie about things. People lie about the feeling. People lie about so many other things. People ignore the bad things that it does. Because like it or not, smoke will dry your body. You look dehydrated even if you're not. but in the long run you'll be dehydrated, because smoke has a habit of taking away appetite for nice things. You can't have appetite to drink water if you're a smoker. You can never have it. Let nobody lie to you. If you're a smoker, things like food, you'll find them very, 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 very useless. Unless you're really, really hungry, that's when you look back to the food and be like, let me just eat to fill up. That's where, let me just fill up. You get? And people are not supposed to be eating to just fill up. As human beings, we're supposed to be eating for the nutrients, we're supposed to be eating for the hunger. We're supposed to be eating for our bodies to grow stronger. Now if you've reached a point where you're just eating to fill up and get away from the food as soon as possible, then that's not good for you. It's not good for you. It's not good for you. So stay away from drugs and alcohol. Stop drinking alcohol. Stop smoking. Stop smoking. Stop smoking marijuana, stop smoking tobacco, stop smoking shisha, stop smoking vape, stop smoking each and everything that you smoke. Because with every one puff you put into your body, you cause yourself so many problems that you don't even know. Please be reminded that if you would like to get involved into this initiative, if you want to be a part of it, you can go to isaacatadiaba.com/onepuffmanyproblems. Get to talk more about it. You can give your input, you can give us whatever you want to give us, and you can go right ahead and be a part of this wonderful initiative. Anyways, moving on, we are also going to talk about sexual purity, because sexual purity is something that has been made casual lately. It has been made casual. Sex is casual these days. People say stupid things about sex. People say very, very many dumb stuff about sex today. And all that stuff is lies meant to drive you into eternal damnation. And our inspiration for today is going to come from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, which says, run from anything that stimulates youthful lusts. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. Flee from youthful lusts, people. Please, 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 please stay away from those lusts. We've all been there. It goes on. But don't let it go on and on and on and on, okay? You can control this. You are in control. Be the best of yourself, come on. Be the very best of yourself. Be the best of yourself. Don't flirt with sin. Run away from it. Purity is not just avoiding sex, but also guarding your mind, heart, and eyes. You see, your mind is a gate, your eyes are a gate, and your heart is also a gateway for the things that enter your soul. Okay? Don't just avoid sex. Make sure you don't pollute your mind with sexual ideas. Graphic ideas. Guard your eyes jealously. Guard your eyes. And also guard your heart. Don't just go around throwing it around for people to experiment with, because those people your age are just doing experiments, either inspired by something they saw on TV or something darker that they imagine for themselves. It could be anything, really. Could be anything. So please, flee youthful lusts. Do not flirt with sin. Run from it. Run away from sin. Anyways, moving on to The next point, it is for you to have respect for authority. Have respect for authority, because God allows teachers and leaders in place. It's God who allows them to be here with us. It's God who allows them to come and help guide you. It's God who allows them. So if you don't respect them and you build discipline and that discipline shapes your destiny in the long run, you are doing a very bad thing, because you are growing up without the most important aspects of any person. Respect builds discipline, and discipline shapes destiny. If you're not disciplined, trust me, your life is not going to be that easy. Your life can never be that easy. But who does not want a normal easy life? Doesn't want a normal life that is easy. Is there anyone out there? Anyways, let's go to Romans chapter 13 verse 1, because it's our inspiration for this point of having respect for authority. Romans 13 verse 1 says, everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. Let me repeat that one more time. Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. Those people you see, the headmasters, those people you're seeing, the teachers, the people you want to despise at school, they were all placed there by God. And the more you disrespect them, it's the farther you go away from your destiny. All that indiscipline is forging a bad destiny for you, and you don't want a bad destiny. I'm pretty sure you don't. I promise you, you don't want a bad destiny for yourself. Okay, so please respect the authorities. And moving on to the next point, point number 6. Know the power of words. Know the power of words, because death and life are in the tongue. What you post online, what you say in class, can lift or destroy whoever you've said it about. If it's about yourself, you can destroy yourself. If it's about someone else, you can ultimately destroy them. So please, know the power of words. Respect words. Don't just say things. Don't just utter. Okay? Because death and life are in the tongue. You understand? Everything you proclaim is alive all of a sudden, just because you proclaimed it. So be mindful, be watchful, think before you talk. You don't have to talk and think later, okay? Think before you talk, think before you say things that you didn't mean, okay? Yeah, now our inspiration is coming from Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21, which says, the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. It has never been any clearer. Let me repeat it one more time. The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Have you heard? The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk shall reap the consequences. If you just talk, whatever comes into your mind, you say it. If you're abusing, you abuse, you insult everyone. Eh? You just go around telling every boy you love them. You just go around telling every girl, I love you, I love you. All that stuff you are doing is going to have consequences for you, and they're going to come straight at you like a fire. Because everything that we say, everything that we do, it comes back at us. It comes straight at us. Anyway, moving on, I would like to remind you about honesty as well. Be honest. Speak the truth, even if it hurts you. Speak the truth. We've all lied at some point. And it's not a thing you should be doing all the time. It's not a thing we should be doing in general. All of us shouldn't be lying. So please be honest. Because lying lips are an abomination to God. Even small lies can weaken trust. The truth sets you free. In Proverbs chapter 12, the verse is going to be verse number 12 as well. No, actually, let's go to verse number 22. It's going to say better. Proverbs 12 verse 22 says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in those who tell the truth." The Lord hates lying lips. And he delights in those who tell the truth. The Lord is proud of you every time you tell the truth. The Lord is happy with you. But every time you lie, he hates that. He hates that. So please be true to yourself, be true to your family, be true to everybody around you, be true to your parents. Be true in general, just be true. Even if you have nothing to gain from it, be true. Be honest, don't lie, okay? Don't lie. You know, some of us just lie unnecessarily. Sometimes people ask us to lie and we find ourselves lying. Sometimes it's just in us to lie. But we are called to stay away from lies. We are called to stay away from all sorts of bad things. Please stay away. Please, please, please stay away from lies. Don't lie, because it's a very bad thing. Shout outs to you, my brother, Ivan Muchibi. I love you so much, brother. Thank you so much for working. Thank you so much for loving Jesus. And thank you for staying on track no matter what. Thank you for staying at work. Thank you for keeping up the habit of being a working man, because working men are not easy to find. They're very difficult to find. And since you are one already, thank you so much for being a working man. Thank you so much for being resilient. Thank you so much. But anyway, moving back to our point. Be honest, don't lie. Every time you lie, your lips are an abomination to God. Even these small lies can weaken trust with the people who trusted us very much previously. Whenever they hear that now this guy is lying to me, so much changes. Okay? So be honest in everything that you do. And the next point is for us to have self-control. Have self-control. Okay? Have self-control. Control yourself. Control yourself. Don't lose it. You know, sometimes people can make you angry and you lose all the control there is, and you find yourself doing very, very weird, very funny things. But Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to verse 23 is about to tell us against each and everything that is related to self-control. Verse 22 says, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness," verse 23 says, "gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things." Ladies and gentlemen, allow me read verse 22 to 23 once again, one more time. "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things." Self-control is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Discipline over appetite, desires, and habits leads to a successful life. Control yourself. Have discipline. Judge yourself before anyone else judges you. Know who you are. Know how you feel. Don't rush anything. Control yourself. And you're surely destined for a very successful life. And now we're going to the point that really needs to be emphasized. Violence and anger. Human anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, slow down before you react. Because peace is way more powerful than the rage that you think you have. And for this, we are going to look at James chapter 1, verse 19 to 20 for inspiration. Because you guys, it's not easy. I've been a victim of anger myself. I've done things because of anger, or thought it was because of anger. But things don't really come out very nicely. The things we do with anger always end up so bad. It always goes badly, and in the end you find yourself losing each and everything just because you used anger in your judgment. So please stay away from those angry emotions. Stay away from anger, because anger does not produce God's righteousness. James chapter 1 verse 19 to 20 says, "Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry." Verse 20, "Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires." Verse 21 says, "So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives, and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls." Ukauli dako gomlunja aliye auliza kwa nyoku za MPC na Church MPC Radio era nsima nyoku antikoli era kweno segment yolwa lero no Uganda dozo lusinzo kuba okuba mu show kumali bange gwanvu. I've done most of this in English today, but don't worry Uganda people, I'll be doing another episode of this in Luganda, entirely in Luganda, so that it will not conflicting languages anywhere. Anyways, mwevali nyo kwe ya kwa MPC Online Church, tuwagala nyo, era tuliwo kuruwa mwe mkama katonda ya tutuma, tuje tubele wanona mwe, na tuwa yoyota, na tuwa vulia, na tuwa gambe, na bimutia okwejukiza. And now we're going for the final point of today. Today's Real Talk episode is about teenagers still. The episode is called Teenage Talk, and the show is called Real Talk. My name is Isaac Katarieva. You can call me Freeman anytime you like. You can go to isaackatarieva.com to get in touch. And if you'd like to get involved in One Path Many Problems, you can go to isaackatarieva.com/onepathmanyproblems. And to get to us, to reach out to us, you can call the number 076-333-2917. Wa mu Uganda zoom samu kaga satu satu mwenda 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 emu musambu 076-333-2917, and we shall get back to you ASAP. We shall get back to you immediately, and also we shall be with you, we shall be in your company, and we shall be there for you every day. We shall not allow you to suffer when we are here, okay? We shall always remind you that the Lord Jesus loves you so much. We shall always remind you that He is with you, and He is with us at large. Anyway, tugina ku point esembayo, the very last point today is point number 10. Know the value of education. Because how much better to get wisdom than gold, okay? Knowledge offers open doors everywhere, but wisdom keeps them open. Whenever doors open for you because you know things. Being wise helps you to keep those doors open. And today's inspiration is going to come from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16. Proverbs 16, 16. It's a very wonderful one. And I'm glad to be the one reading it for you out here. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16 says, "How much better to get wisdom than gold, and good judgment than silver." Verse 17 says, "The path of the virtuous leads away from evil. Whoever follows that path is safe." And verse 18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, and haughtiness before a fall." Verse 19 says, "Better to live humbly with the poor than to share plunder with the proud." Verse 20 continues and says, "Those who listen to instruction will prosper. Those who trust the Lord will be joyful." And 21 says, "The wise are known for their understanding, and pleasant words are persuasive." Manya omugaso gw'okusoma. Manya ekirungi ekiri mu kusoma. Manya obuzito bw'okusoma. All those explanations work for this particular point. Know the value of education. Okay? Because knowledge opens doors, like we have said, but wisdom keeps those doors that knowledge has opened open. They will never close if you're wise. Okay? So be wise. Be wise and don't ever slack off. Those were the 10 points I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening to NPC Online Church. We love you so much. Thank you so much for loving us. We are the best station on the internet. We are the only Jesus station on the internet. And you should just stay with us. We love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll never stop thanking you. I don't know if I will thank you enough ever, really. But anyways, stay on the station, stay tuned in, because we have so many nice things coming up for you. We have so many nice things coming every day, every day, every day. Now, tomorrow night is another special, wonderful night that you shouldn't miss out. I love you so much. And now we are going to pray for this station, and we call it a night. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this wonderful session. Thank you so much for the ideas that you have showed us today. Thank you so much for each and everything we have discovered today. And thank you for the wonderful souls that have listened in. Lord Jesus, as I go to bed, as they go to bed, as everyone goes to whatever they were going to do, wherever they are around the world, because it's not night time everywhere, but wherever they are, whatever they are going to do, please bless them, send them your angels, guide them, and send them the Holy Spirit. And may they stay on the right path. In your mighty name, Jesus, I have prayed. Amen. Thank you so much once again for listening to NPC Online Church, NPC Radio. We love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I told you I'll never stop thanking you, but you should stay on the station because we have so many things coming up. If you'd like to get involved in One Path Many Problems, you can go to isaacateriaba.com/onepathmanyproblems. And if you'd like to send us a message, if you'd like to call us up and talk to us, tell us the nice things about your life right now, you can go to 07633-24917. Bye-bye. We love you so much. Bye.
Thank you for listening to NPC Online Church.
Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. The next program is coming up, and you should not miss it for anything. Shalom. NPC Devotionals. Light for your day, strength for your journey. From morning vibes to late night praise, NPC Radio's got you covered all day. We play the hits, share the word, bring the laughs, and lift your faith. Whether it's Saved, Rhythm and Love, The Update, or Covenant Walk, there's always something fresh, fun, and full of Jesus. Tune in now at npcproductions.com/shows, NPC Radio, where faith meets the beat.
Tired of the same old content? Same songs, same shows, same noise. Switch to NPC Radio now. Gospel hits that inspire, talk shows with real-life wisdom, testimonies that shake the soul,
fresh, faith-filled content every week. NPC Radio, more than just radio, its purpose, its power, its truth. Tune in today at npcproductions.com/shows.
You're locked in to the home of spirit-filled content. This is NPC Radio. Catch hashtag say for the best in urban gospel music, rhythm and love for those sweet Jesus melodies that move the soul, the update to keep you informed and inspired, and covenant walk for all things marriage and godly relationships. Don't miss testimony time where real people share what the Lord has done. And that's not all. There's so much more waiting for you at npcproductions.com/shows. This is NPC Radio, the power of faith on air and online.